Hello, everyone. I'm Trent Luce. Welcome to another edition of Rural Route, to the program where we gather every day at this time. Well, we do it Monday through Friday anyway. And what we do when we gather is continue to address the issues between food producers and food consumers and assisting us in getting that done, banking on 20 years of 18 to be exact, of service and experience in Latvia and the fall of the Soviet Union. J.C. Cole, coming to us from an undisclosed location right downtown Trenton, New Jersey.
I'm not in Trenton.
I just wanted to put you in Trenton. No, I don't just wanted to say it.
No way, man. No. Sorry about that.
Don't apologize. Just be thankful.
Yeah, Trenton's rough. Right. Although, you know, it was one of the most important battles in our history, but that was 200 years ago.
Yeah.
But it is the capital of New Jersey.
We may be in the rank of the third most important battle of our nation's history right now, because I'm not going to put where we're at above in the independence or Revolutionary War, and I'm not going to put where we're at above the Civil War. But I think we're in the third period of time.
I agree with you. And now, you know, you remember we had said many times, we're at war. At war, you don't ignore rumors. That doesn't mean you'll believe them, but you should check them out. So if you actually look it up, there is an article written by the aide to George Washington. That's about 100 years. It's
more 250 years old.
150 years old. It wasn't
250.
It was in the 1850s. Okay. Oh. Washington, the 1750s, but the aide wrote someplace in the 1820s, 1850s. But you can look it up. And then actually, he said that Washington was visited three times by, let's call it, angels. Okay, that's what he said. And so this was in, you can prove that the article was written a long time ago.
Okay.
That's the only thing we can prove. And that we will have three major wars.
Okay. Well, the number three is biblical.
Yes, it is. And even Tesla was, Nikola Tesla had to do with 3, 6, and 9 and its coordination. And there are a couple of people who really focus on that. But this, you know, we try to keep it simple here. Whether an angel visited Washington and warned him about the third war, which wasn't a revolution and wasn't a civil war. It's a war on our territory. And it looks like we're there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And you look at, you know, you can look at different things like, and prophecies. I'm not saying believe a prophecy, because there have been prophecies for thousands of years. But if you look at what the Hopis are saying, and the Hopis seem to be accurate, and they don't want to listen to white boys, right? Right? For good reason.
Yeah.
Yeah. We stole their land and put them in a desert, you know, which we, you know, that's a hell of some karma we're going to have to correct. And I've been to Four Corners. And so, if I'm not mistaken, the Hopis say we will be invaded by both the Chinese and the Russians.
We have been. They're just sleeping at the moment.
I think that's correct.
For the record, I would rather be on the Hopi reservation than in anywhere in New Jersey. Just wanted to get that out there.
You know, I'd be right there with you. Right?
Yeah.
and where they're looking at these things, like, how do you, the challenge with a prophecy is, how do you deal with a prophecy, right? Because it may not be this timeline, you know, it may be 100 years old or 200 years old or 300 or 1,000, but it's prophecy, right? And so my particular way of looking at it is, I just take a whole layer of everything and stack it like a template and see where they all start to cross over. Exactly. Yeah. And then you say, well, that means that the probability goes up greatly. So I kind of did the same thing with the 13 American gray swans. I just looked at the engineering side, saying, what's the probability? What, and you can get to the website and look, what's the probability of our supply chain collapsing due to an EMP from the sun, due to an EMP from World War III, due to an EMP from Tesla technology? What are those probabilities? What's the probability that our supply chain will break? And you start to add these things up, and when you add up the probabilities, and so this is statistical analysis, it's 100%. In its present position, the supply chain will collapse. Okay, and nobody is doing anything about it. I mean, meaning governmental.
Yeah, I know. We'd rather still send stuff to the Ukraine than pay attention to what's really happening to our domestic security. And I'll include Israel, too.
As a very clear example, okay, we know the knowledge, okay, and we're limited, on knowledge, because we're just average citizens hanging out, but the knowledge says, and it looks like the experts say, that our grid is not hardened. It doesn't have surge protectors, right? And it could cost between 10 and maybe $50 billion to put surge protectors on our electric grid. Okay. And what a surge protector basically does is it absorbs a spike of energy. That's basically what it does. It protects it that way. All right. So we know this. We know for 40 years the U.S. government has not gotten off their rear end and done this. Actually, they've been fighting over it, is what it is. So there's a group in the government that is keeping us unprotected. I know that's shocking.
Let me also just throw out there that at the same time as we're not protected by hardening the grid, the average per person alive in the United States, I should say per legal person, we don't know how many illegals are actually here. People who are paying on the national debt, which includes an infant born yesterday, we each owe $105,000 per person. And we have not, with all of that expenditures and all of that debt and all the money we continue to launder around the world, we still haven't devoted just a small percentage of that to hardening our electric grid. And more importantly, are we not only not hardening our electric grid, we're doing what we can to destroy the reliability of the electric grid. So we have a two-pronged approach that's putting us in peril.
Yes, and on your figure of $100,000, I think it's a little bit low, because that's only the debt. That's not the liabilities. You have to add in the liabilities also that we do, because debt is one thing, but liabilities is like paying for the army, paying for the government, paying for all those things. It's about
leads us to the bigger problem, is if you have debt and you have liabilities, you have to have what to offset it? Assets. Who has the assets? You and I. So they're forming the national asset companies to offset and do trading on the New York Stock Exchange to offset what they've created in debt and liabilities.
Right. Somebody's stolen the country.
Yeah, we've allowed that to happen. I got to take a break. We're already through our first segment. JC Cole joining us. I want to remind you about nitric oxide. I know many people want to demonize nitrates, but I start every day with nitrates. Nitric oxide, just a little tablet, put it in my mouth, and before my coffee boils, which, by the way, takes 20 minutes because I boil it on the stove, my nitric oxide tablet has dissolved. N-O-2-U, nitric oxide, number two, letter U. Dr. Nathan Bryan, on his website, has all of the details about the science behind why nitrate supplementation is important for cardiovascular, for mental, and for all of those things that you as a human being are supposed to accomplish flawlessly. N-O-T-U.com. N-O-T-U.com. Trench your coupon code. I pay the shipping, not you. More JC Cole Roll Route after this. Welcome back. Roll Route. Trent Lewis alongside JC Cole. All right, I kind of hijacked that last few minutes, but I'm just so passionate about a reliable energy supply. And well, the other thing that go ahead.
That's the key. That's the foundation stone of our society, is our electric grid. I mean, you know.
Apparently, there's not enough people to understand that, because even the people in the electric supply system are allowing it to decay. Why don't you stand up and say no? This is a danger to our future society and liberty.
Absolutely. It's probably one of our number one greatest threats. Now listen, the sun fired off three X-flare solar flares, X level, meaning the highest level, I think last week. If it gets to like an X, it's estimated that because our magnetosphere is weakening, that if we get an X20 or above, our grid goes down. And if our grid goes down for, they say, the military says, for longer than 1 year, 90% of us die. I plan to be in the 10%. I don't know about you, but I plan to be in the 10%. Right, because I'm going to be very pissed off. By the way, that's not swear words.
I'm probably going to take a poll on who's left and see if I want to be with them or, you know, go to a place that I think is quite a bit better.
Well, they're going to be grumpy. They're... Right. Yeah. So you know, you sit there and you go, this is official U.S. military information that we're wide open. So why are we spending $6 billion to send to some foreign country that's getting its ass whooped by the Russians, or to Israel? Who gives a
Thank you for that one.
A shame about Israel, right? They can fight their own battles, right? We're tired of sending American soldiers to fight for Israel. Right? And if anybody looks up the U.S. Liberty, you will find that Israel attacked a U.S. military ship. It's documented.
When did that occur?
Right? It was in the Six-Day War, so it was 1967, I believe.
Okay.
Right? A blatant attack on a U.S. military ship. It's documented. Right, and no one's come out. Not one American politician has come out that I know of and said that the attack on 9/11 that brought down the Twin Towers was caused by one, the Bush cabal, and two, the Mossad, the Israelis. They are not our friends; they are our enemies.
I think it's worth saying, JC, because I believe that. We're talking about the Holy Land, but the Holy Land's been occupied by evil forces. That's the moral of the story.
That is correct. Where many Christians want to protect the Holy Land, and I believe in that. Yes, protect the Holy Land. Except for evil can read the Bible also.
Mm-hmm.
And it comes straight from the Rothschilds. Israel is purchased by the Rothschilds. And I just can't believe people are this stupid. And I'm sorry, I had a bad week. So I'm on my soapbox. But yeah, it's like, how can people not figure this out? It was purchased by the Rothschilds in the Balfour Agreement in 1917.
What I haven't figured out yet is that I believe everything you've said. And the Rothschilds are at the core of all this financial evil. Clearly, but here's what I haven't figured out. Clearly, something has changed since the announcement of Jacob Rothschild to what, 2 weeks ago?
Yeah.
I don't have a handle on what that change is yet. In fact, Andrew and I talked about it today on Across the Pond. But there's something that has shifted. I can't figure out if it's a shift to our side or the evil side, but there's a shift.
I agree with you totally. I agree with it. You know, if you look at some of the worst people on this planet have died in the last maybe 5 years. George Bush Sr., the Queen of England, Zbigniew Brzezinski, right? Although his daughter's still alive and on TV.
Kissinger.
Henry Kissinger, and now Jacob Rothschild. Okay, very interesting. They're all dying. And it's like 50 years. Yeah, it's 50 years. 50 years is apparently a big Bible number. And I'm not an expert on this. I'd rather deal with, you know, goats and chickens. And Nixon took us off the gold standard. Right? It was August 15th, 1971. Right? And now what happens is and because our currency was the world reserve currency, the entire world got inflated with fake money. And the same is linked with the euro. Right. And now we've got a correction coming that is biblical in size. I don't know how else to say it. How do you explain this? And please, if anybody wants to argue with me about it, just show me a third person audit of the Federal Reserve. Show me the audit, because it's never been done. Ron Paul had spent, you know, decades in Congress asking for an audit of the Federal Reserve. Where is the audit? There is no audit. There's no proof that the United States currency controlled by the Federal Reserve is anywhere near balanced or legal.
Andrew informed me this morning, and I'm not aware of this, but he informed me this morning that the BRICS announced that the U.S. dollar was no longer allowed to be used in their countries.
My understanding is that is accurate.
And that includes China, India, Russia, and
50% of the world.
50% of the world.
Right. And we make up 5 Americans?
No. Well, if you look at population, we're less than 3.
Right. Well, we got what? 330?
330 million. And there's 8 billion on the planet.
330 million plus an additional 22 million that are coming
to visit. Yeah. True story.
Yeah, right. You gotta
but they're already counted as the citizens of another country. You know what? This is not hearsay. This is not something I read. I have a friend who knows people in Chile, and they called home and said just in the last 30 days, Chile officials had released all their prisoners. Not only released them, they ushered them to guess where?
It's just a walk across the street.
And I've been to that stream. I think that there are many countries in South America doing this, emptying their prison cells and shipping these people to the United States, telling them you can go free if you go to the United States.
Now, we don't know. We don't know if that was planned. We don't know. But we are seeing it in evidence. We are seeing it in evidence. We are having a huge amount of criminals coming our way. Right. Sorry to say, anybody who tattoos his face with how many people he's killed, I consider him a criminal. Right. Yeah. And now this battle is I like this guy, Michael Young and Ann Van Der Steel. They're telling us how many criminals are coming across our border. You know what though? Nobody is preparing that in war you need food. And we know that the farmers, the farming system, the delivery system is incredibly weak. I just can't believe how ignorant we are. That system can shut down so fast that you won't get food, right? Unless you grow it yourself. And what do you say? What, 2% of Americans know how to grow food, right? And I think you had pointed out that of that 2%, maybe 10% of the 2% actually are farming.
150,000 farm families produce 80% of the food in this country.
Right. I read an article this week that said over 140,000 farms were lost in America in the last five years.
Yeah. And that came to the light thanks to Tom Vilsack, USDA secretary, who has been the USDA secretary 12 of the last 16 years. And yet he's blaming somebody other than himself. We got to go to a break. We're halfway through. I want to remind you about Greg Hager. Greg Hager continues to put every emotion that he comes across in terms of our history and heritage and country and Christianity into his songs. Greg Hager music and his country roots will keep this nation in boots. And truly, all good things come from folks who wear boots. Get more information about Greg Hager's schedule, where you can find one of his CDs, or I think now they call them albums. CDs apparently are dated. Or where he's going to perform next. Better yet, you got a meeting coming up? Get Greg Hager. GregHager.com. Second half, Roll Route. J.C. Cole just ahead. Welcome back, Roll Route, Trent Luce alongside J.C. Cole, pulling on those 18 years in Lafayette as the Soviet Union collapsed. Obviously, I thought about you, where you plant so many seeds, but did you happen to watch the counter to the State of the Union address by, I think he's a general, veteran.
He's a retired
general, Douglas MacGregor.
Correct.
And he said the GDP, 42% of the GDP is government spending. We're approaching, counting contractors and employees, 20 million Americans work for the federal government. And he said, in his own words, we are approaching the same position that the Soviet Union was in prior to its collapse.
First of all, I believe I was there. I believe that part is true. And let me see if I can add a little to that. It'll take me.
If you've not watched that, it's easy to find. He did a fantastic job putting that together. In fact, I should just put that on my Substack. I'll put it on my Substack immediately after this broadcast.
Right, but there was more to it.
It was about a 10-minute, just short of 10 minutes. So it's not a long. You don't have to sit for an hour like Roll Route.
Right. But one of the interesting things is what he said. And I'm trying to search for it, but he basically said that we have to support our farmers and truckers. We have to revitalize the entire investment system in farming, which is exactly what you and I've been talking about for 3 years. Because if we don't have food, right, that's it. Okay. You can solve all problems if you have food. You can solve none if you don't have food, right? And people don't seem to realize that we are positioned for our supply chain to collapse. And there's evidence, and there's what I would call evidence and information that our supply chain will collapse, right? And it's starting to happen, right? If you won't have food, so what are you going to do? You can't fight. you know, they said, you know, was it the rumor was World War II, the Japanese admiral had said, behind every blade of grass, there's a hiding a rifle in a, you know, in America. Yeah, except for the farm was 5 miles away. Well, now the farm is 1,500 miles away. Right? How's the East Coast going to do anything if the transportation system collapses, and we have no food?
I don't want to go to New York City, but I would like to go to New York City. Just walking the streets, asking people what they know about the potential of a supply chain collapse when it comes to food, and if they've given any thought to how they're setting ducks on an island where after 3 days of no transportation, they don't have access to any food.
Right. You have 8 million people on a series of islands with only like 6 entrances. And that's not including Long Island, because you have another 7.5. So you get 15.5 million people on islands that don't grow food. It gets even worse. I'm sorry. Right. The Russians. We're poking the bear. And I've got a very interesting statement from Putin for today, right? Right. He actually came out and said, in public, your vampire ball is over. That was from the president of Russia, right? He has the most nukes, and he has a superior torpedo that will cross the Atlantic, cannot be stopped, is able to, it's a drone torpedo, so it's able to go to sleep and hide, and it creates a tsunami that wipes out coastal cities. Okay, so that's New York, that's Washington, that's Boston, right? No reason to wipe out Baltimore. They're doing it quite well themselves, right? You know, what's
wrong? I don't think a tsunami picks and chooses which cities it wipes out.
Well, they pick out, you know, it doesn't take out the whole East Coast. The only thing they take out the whole East Coast is El Hierro. And of course, we ignore that too. So
I don't dispute that he has that capability. I dispute that he's even considering using it, because we're self-decaying ourselves.
Well, the challenge is he's as president, he can only say certain amount of things, obviously. But they have their like Face the Nation television programs also. Mm-hmm. And these guys clearly say, we're going to wipe the city of London, which is the Rothschilds, New York City, and Geneva off the map. Wipe it off the map with a tsunami. Very simple.
Right? Is that why the entire royal family has vacated London?
By the way, it might be beneficial for humanity. Who knows? I'm not making that call. I have enough. Yeah. I have enough things. Right. But this is what Putin said. The president stated that over the past few centuries, the so-called golden billion, that would be the rich, have grown accustomed to being able to fill their bellies with human flesh and pockets with money. Human flesh? Wait, is that like child sacrifice? Right? And have been paralyzing other peoples in Africa, Asia, and Latin America. Well, that's true. But they must understand that the vampire ball is ending. And anybody who looks at the elite, they know they have their dress up balls where they dress up in costume. And he's telling us very clearly. Anybody paying attention, right? The sewage is going to hit the fan very, very soon.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I'm sorry. You know, it's like, so I spent 18 years dealing with Europeans, okay? The EU Parliament, is to sue the EU Commission, which is the management group, for releasing funds. Okay, so I'm there going, there's absolutely no evidence that Europeans don't get along with each other. None.
And the left hand is suing the right hand. That's what's happening.
Exactly. I lived there for 18 years. It was always pure harmony. Well, yeah. At least I finished my coffee in the morning. My building. Well, you can look up my building. Just look up Jacobs Barracks, Riga, and you'll find a beautiful video of it, right? It was 200 yards long. The largest building in Estonia, Lithuania, and Latvia of its type, ordered by Peter the Great. And I had over 13 different nationalities as customers, as tenants. Wow. My goodness. Trent, I don't know what I did in my past lifetimes to get this, but I got it.
Right. Well, you're not given anything you can't handle, so here you are.
Well, I'm still standing. I'm kind of wondering about that. Oh, and now, right now, you don't ignore rumors. Rumors are that Putin went flown to Siberia, and that there may be some form of an attempted coup d'etat happening in Russia, right? While we have a very large number of our doomsday planes, right? You can look at, was it MonkeyWorks does a good report on those things. You know, how many of our doomsday planes are in the air, and why are they in the air? And why are the refuelers in the air? You know, and why are the attack helicopters in the air? Right? You know, last time I checked, you know, it's like, didn't see anything happening,
Don't forget, quietly, we put 5 aircraft carriers in the China-Taiwan Strait area, which... Yeah. Quite frankly, from where those aircraft carriers are to Siberia is not a big journey.
It's not. I mean, things are building in this world, and it's getting quite frightening and concerning. And so what can we do? And the only thing we can do is prepare and stay aware. Right. You know, and this is, of course, this is stressful, but, you know, bigger the trees, the bigger the wind, you know, put on your big boy pants or big women pants, but we don't want big women. We want.
Are you going to get yourself in a babushka problem here if you're not careful?
Sure he did. Right. Moving right along and not too quickly enough. Right. Oh, maybe we should just jump
we're going to do another jump here is what we're going to do. And then we'll come back and finish up this conversation. And we're going to spend as much time as we can on what do you do? Because JC is going to say dare to prepare. But what exactly does that mean in March of 2024? I want to remind you that one thing you can do is stock up with, as long as you have the ability to keep your freezers going. Stock up on your food supplies. Certified Piedmontese creates the opportunity for consumers to have a consistently tender supply of beef. That's because the Great Plains cattlemen work together with the Piedmontese sires on their cows, generating every single calf that possesses the myostatin gene, which is the gene that's responsible for tenderness. And the eating experience is largely driven by how tender the product is. Get more details and order from what I call the Protein Plethora website, because you don't have to get beef at the website. There's pork, there's bison, there's wagyu there too. CPBeef.com, order it now. And quickly reminding you, when we talk about precision agriculture, Simpson Farm Enterprises from Hayes, Kansas, continues to make available not only reliable, innovative equipment in maintaining pests in your field, I'm talking about weeds and plants and insects, service that is second to none. More details about the Apache Spur Systems at SimpsonFarm.com. We're back with the last segment, JC Cole, and a plan, Dare to Prepare, after this. Welcome back. Roll Route, Trent Lewis alongside JC Cole with his temperature elevated a little higher than normal today.
Yes.
He apologized three times. You apologized three times for telling us to prepare. Why are you apologizing for telling us to do something we should be doing?
Well, no, I'm more apologizing because I'm raising my voice. You know, I'm getting a little bit.
It's like a billy goat got on the wrong side of you this morning.
Oh, right. Hey, don't be playing with billy goats. They can outrun. Right. So let's look at what happened this week in history. That's interesting. All right. March 11th, 1963. Most of us were there. The U.S. Defense
This padre was not there. Go ahead.
Most? I said most.
Yeah.
Right. So, U.S. Defense Secretary Robert McNamara, right, who was not very a favorite person in history, orders the adoption by the U.S. military of the M16 assault rifle. Okay. Originally designed as an AR-15 by Eugene Stoner. All right. So I thought that was very interesting because of a couple of things. First, the original AR-15 didn't work real well in Vietnam. They had to work out some kinks and it would jam, if my knowledge is correct. But the and they worked those out. That's one. But Eugene Stoner, an AR does not stand for assault rifle. That was
Armalite.
That was BS made up by the anti-gun faction to put in some neuro-linguistic programming to traumatize people. It stands for Armalite rifle. The Armalite Rifle 15. That's what it stands for. And, you know, trying to educate ignorant Americans is just a real, real long process. But here's the interesting thing. Okay, so we have an invasion. It looks like the patriots, the individual people, some of us who are fat, old, gray, will have to defend our country because the amount of people coming in, our military won't be able to handle. So you better have a good rifle. Now, of all the rifles, I particularly don't like an AR-15, but of all the rifles, it's the most commonly understood rifle for Americans. In other words, more Americans know how to use an AR-15, and the parts are there, and the equipment's there, and the magazines are there, and the bullets are there, right? Right. You know, and my personal preference doesn't matter. So if you don't have an AR-15, I recommend getting one. And they're not too expensive. You can buy a decent one for probably about $500, a really good one for $1,000. But it looks like we have a war coming on our territory.
The good scope costs more than the rifle, to be honest, which is strange.
Absolutely, that part's true. But then again, in these days, they've invented what's known as the red dot. So red dot is better for military use, and those aren't particularly expensive. You know, you can get a good red dot for $100, right?
I might just add that when you have the right scope, you can see farther and have a little more time. When the red dot's a benefit, it's, you know, it's not cutting time.
Right, right. Well, by the way, you could actually put on a scope and a red dot. Right. Just
true story.
Just happened to tell you that in case you don't have enough time to zoom in that scope, you got that red dot. Right. I mean, the quality of, let's say, guns that's now available is just stunningly high. All right. And of course, there's groups in the government. I won't call them Democrats. I won't call them Republicans. I will call them communists. They're trying to take away our guns. Why? It's the number one thing to take away. And you've got to read what the Russians said. But was it Gulag Archipelago by Solzhenitsyn? Right. You know that they stewed there in the gulags, knowing that if they just fought back with baseball bats or hammers or anything, eventually the KGB would have been defeated. They'd run out of people from the KGB. And that's where the Americans are. Right? And anybody who thinks that, oh, we should take away the guns, I'll tell you what, just, you know, move to China. Really, please, move to China.
I wonder if in the history of the world, how many people were killed by a pitchfork?
Yeah, it depends probably on what century.
Yeah, no doubt.
You gotta watch. Young Frankenstein?
I just want to add one other thing, that we have a lot of people who think about the Holocaust and they think about the gas chambers and what happened. Horrific things happened there. But the truth of the matter is, in the history of the world, more people died at the hands of famine and starvation than any weapon ever created, any firearm or any pitchfork. And I don't think people have an understanding of that everything you were talking about in the first three segments. If your belly bone's banging your backbone, you got a lot of problems. When you got a full belly, or excuse me, you got but one problem, and that's nutrition. When you got a full belly, you got a lot of problems.
Jonathan Harleman in his second book, Survival, Theory 2, discusses it. And so does Michael Young. Starvation is one of our greatest enemies. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, in America, it's very simple for our food system to collapse. If we don't have diesel and transportation, the food system collapses. And nobody's paying attention to it. Nobody's doing anything about it, or very few.
Right? Yeah, nobody's not a good word.
Sorry. Very few. So.
And I wanted to just also add that, you know, it's easy for me to say in my world, go develop a relationship with your sheriff, which I'm doing, and everybody should do. If I go to Sarpy County, where I'm going to go tonight, Sarpy County is Omaha or Douglas County, it's a different ballgame in developing that relationship with your sheriff where you have 700,000 people living in a geographical area. And forget about Long Island, Manhattan, and all of those islands in New York where you got 8 million people. And the population lives in that area, not in an area where there's 2,800 people like my county.
Yes, that's part of true, and so actually, what we're looking at is triage. How many people are going to actually die in this event that's coming forward? Whatever the event is, there's an event coming forward, and there's going to be an awful lot of people to die, and most of it's going to be related to food, right? So here's one I like: March 12th, 1455. Okay, so you and I were not there yet. the first recorded evidence of Johann Gutenberg's Bible was in a letter. Okay, this was a major thing when he was able to print the Bible and be able to spread it out so the common man could read what was in the good book. Major. And so what do we have now? We have what we're looking at right now is the internet. It's the 21st century Gutenberg Bible, where we can get a huge amount of information and share it very simply while we have it, because we know it can be turned off at any minute.
It's still just like the Bible says, you have to implement discernmentship, because as you're right, there's a huge amount of information. Not all of it is true, JC. If you read it on the internet, doesn't mean it's absolutely true.
Right. Okay, now I got some bad history here. March 12th, 1664, New Jersey becomes an English colony. bloody hell, do I admit Andrew? I was a Brit at some time. I mean, my God.
Yeah. I don't ever have to admit that.
No. Yes.
We didn't show up here till 1832, so you know, I'm out of that one.
Where's the beer? I need another.
Well, hey, you're in luck. St. Patrick's Day is just around the corner.
All right, and here's another one I want to throw in real quick. March 12th, 1850, the first U.S. $20 gold piece was issued. Okay, $20 gold piece. Do you know how much that's worth in today's value?
Oh my goodness, what would it be worth? Be a lot.
It's about $2,200, and that's not saying numismatic value, that's just saying the gold value.
And
actually they're quite beautiful. I think they did a wonderful job printing them up, and you can still buy them, but they're just
for $20. I'll give you $20 for all of them you have.
Okay, you just wait, it'll be in the mail.
I'll send you a check.
All right,
we have 45 seconds, JC. What do we need to most know today?
We have to know. Listen, the world is on edge. Okay, United States is transmitting emergency action messages, which is kind of like a secret military way of talking to themselves. And they only do it when there's some really nasty things. So we got something possibly happening in Russia and something possibly happening in America. And you just got to be aware. I mean, you got to be aware. And you also have to have a concept of what's your last minute preparations. You know, if you knew the system was going to go down in like a week, what are you going to do right now to support the family and get out there and buy extra supplies?
That reminds me, I got a propane tank that needs some gas in it this week. That'll do it. We have successfully journeyed down the path, connecting food producers to food consumers. For JC Cole, I'm Trent Luce, reminding you that all roads do lead to a roll route. This seems like a good place to say thank you to all who have served this country. The veterans among us, the first responders, the All-American Beef Battalion continues to say thank you in the best way that we know how, with beef. Get more details about steaksfortroops.com. If you'd like to be a part as a volunteer, that is certainly welcome. But most importantly, find your own way to say thank you to the veterans and the first responders.